محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم وأهلك أعداءهم واحشرنا في زمرتهم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام وأتوب إليه. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. يا الله, half of the month is almost gone. Thank you again for the blessing of this month, for the blessings in it. Thank you again. But Ya Allah, there's so much of it that I've been able to benefit from. I'm sure there's much more for your better believers, better servants, the Ahlul Bayt, the Imam of our time, the close companions of the Imam. Ya Allah, help me get nearer and to be able to benefit more of this month. Ya Sahib al-Zaman, يا مولا ليلة القدر is approaching, the night that you'll be receiving all those angels with the taqdeer of Allah. You pray for us, Ya Mawlai. I know I don't deserve your prayers. I know many times you've tried taking my hand. I've rejected. I've turned away. But now I've come out of your mercy. Please forgive me and pray for me. If you pray for me, Allah all accept. If I pray, I'm not sure if my prayers are heard. Ya Allah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحانك يا الله تعاليت يا رحمن أجرنا من الحق يا مجير سبحانك يا رحيم تعاليت يا كريم أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا ملك تعاليت يا مالك أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا قدوس تعاليت يا سلام أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا مؤمن تعاليت يا مهيمن أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا عزيز تعاليت يا جبار أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا متكبر تعاليت يا متجبر أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا خالق تعاليت يا بارئ أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا مصور تعاليت يا مقدر أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا هادي تعاليت يا باقي أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا وهاب تعاليت يا تواب أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا فتاح تعاليت يا مرتاح أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا سيدي تعاليت يا مولاي أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا قريب تعاليت يا رقيب أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا مبدع تعاليت يا معيد أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا حميد تعاليت يا مجيد أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا قديم تعاليت يا عظيم أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا غفور تعاليت يا شكور أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا شاهد تعاليت يا شهيد أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا حنان تعاليت يا منان أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا باعث تعاليت يا وارث أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا محيي تعاليت يا مميت أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا شفيق تعاليت يا رفيق أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا أنيس تعاليت يا مونس أجرنا من النار يا سبحانك يا جليل تعاليت يا جميل أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا خبير تعاليت يا بصير أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا حفيظ تعاليت يا مليك أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا معبود تعاليت يا موجود أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا غفار تعاليت يا غفار أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا مذكور تعاليت يا مشكور أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا جواد تعاليت يا معاذ أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا جمال تعاليت يا جلال أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا سابق تعاليت يا رازق أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا صادق تعاليت يا فالق أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا سميع تعاليت يا سريع أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا رفيع تعاليت يا بديع أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا فعال تعاليت يا متعال أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا قاضي تعاليت يا راضي أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا قاهر تعاليت يا طاهر أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا عالم تعاليت يا حاكم أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا دائم تعاليت يا قائم أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا عاصم تعاليت يا قاسم أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا غني تعاليت يا مغني أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا وفي تعاليت يا قوي أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا كافي تعاليت يا شافي أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا مقدم تعاليت يا مؤخر أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا أول تعاليت يا آخر أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا ظاهر تعاليت يا باطن، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا رجاء تعاليت يا مرتجى، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا ذا المن تعاليت يا ذا الطول، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا حي تعاليت يا قيوم، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا واحد تعاليت يا أحد، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا سيد تعاليت يا صمد، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا قدير تعاليت يا كبير، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا والي تعاليت يا عالي، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا علي تعاليت يا أعلى، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا ولي تعاليت يا مولى، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا ذارئ تعاليت يا بارئ، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا خافض تعاليت يا رافع، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا مقسط تعاليت يا جامع، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا معز تعاليت يا مذل، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا حافظ تعاليت يا حفيظ، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا قادر تعاليت يا مقتدر، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا عليم تعاليت يا حليم، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا حكم تعاليت يا حكيم، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا معطي تعاليت يا مانع، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا ضار تعاليت يا نافع، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا مجيب تعاليت يا حسيب، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا عادل تعاليت يا فاصل، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا لطيف تعاليت يا شريف، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا رب تعاليت يا حق، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا ماجد تعاليت يا واجد، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا عفو تعاليت يا منتقم، أجرنا من النار يا مجير. سبحانك يا واسع تعاليت يا موسع هجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا رؤوف تعاليت يا عطوف أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا فر تعاليت يا وتر أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا مقيت تعاليت يا محيط أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا وكيل تعاليت يا عدل أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا مبين تعاليت يا متين أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا بر تعاليت يا ودود أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا رشيد تعاليت يا مرشد أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا نور تعاليت يا منور أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا نصير تعاليت يا ناصر أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا صبور تعاليت يا صابر أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا محصي تعاليت يا منشئ أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا سبحان تعاليت يا ديان أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا مغيث تعاليت يا غياث أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا فاطر تعاليت يا حاضر أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا ذا العز والجمال تباركت يا ذا الجبروت والجلال سبحانك لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين فاستجبنا له ونجيناه من الغم وكذلك ننجي المؤمنين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين وحسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم صل على أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين. روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. The dua that we just finished reading, and inshallah we all participated in, is called the dua of Al-Mujir. And that is taken from the line, obviously, that is repeated, Ajirna min an-nar ya Mujir. We are basically repeatedly pleading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that He saves us from hellfire. Ajirna min an-nar. Save us from hellfire, ya Mujir, O Savior. Or, O Savior. There's a few points that come to mind regarding this. Compare this to the dua that inshallah we will be reading on the nights that we are to stay up and worship, one of which is Laylatul Qadr. The dua that we read, I'm referring to dua Jawshan Kabir. That dua has a line that is repeated. We mention 10 of God's names and then we ask Him to free us from Al-Ghawth. We're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the hellfire again. One of the points that comes to mind regarding this is all this emphasis to recite these du'as and ask Allah for this should tell us that we should find ourselves in a dire situation. We are at a pitfall. We are very close to hellfire. And if we're not careful, we are in that hellfire. And that hellfire, which has been described so descriptively and so horrifically, because it is horrifying, it is terrifying. The descriptions are terrifying. We can't really picture them in a sense, or in the sense that we picture ourselves there and really see what these words mean. It's too horrific. The problem is, we don't seem to be bothered by that. We don't seem to be thinking that we could be in that hellfire. We don't seem to think that we need to beg God for us not to be in it. We don't seem to think that we actually deserve it and we need to beg God. In other words, إِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. We have all entered it and we need God to save us from it. We don't think that way. One of the reminders of this month of Ramadan, all those ahadith about every night God having angels saying, who wants to be freed from hellfire? Just ask, come. And then these du'as, du'a of Mujir, du'a of Jawshan Kabir, we should start thinking seriously about this. Feel that desperation that we are in hellfire and in need of salvation. We need to be saved from this hellfire that we are near and in a sense. The verse says, this is one of those very difficult verses to read. إِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. There is none of you except that they enter. You all enter hellfire. We've entered it. We need salvation. We need to be saved of it. This is something we need to think of and feel. It's not that we should think that hellfire is for everybody else. I don't know. Allah is merciful towards me. I have love of the Ahlul Bayt. I have this. I'm doing my wajibat. The Imams have read these du'as. Who are we? We should think that way. This is the first point that we need to remind ourselves. There's a reason why we're told that when you read the Qur'an as believers, not for the kuffar, for yourselves, for believers, for mu'mineen, when you get to the verses describing the punishments of the Day of Judgment and the hereafter, pause, think about them, reflect upon them, see the meanings, see that as a reality, as a truth. And it's something that I don't have any guarantee in and of myself. If God doesn't save me, I'm in there. We're told to think that way. And without that thought process, we are definitely going to end up there. We have to, inshallah, take that and be reminded of it. And inshallah, Allah will save us from it. The next thing that we can see in this dua of Mujir is that there is a repetition, Subhanaka and then Ta'alayta, two are used. Subhanaka ya Ghafur, Ta'alayta, I'm not sure what the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned after Ta'alayta in that particular passage is, but one of the names of Allah, Subhanaka and then Ta'alayta. This tells us that there is a relationship between tasbih and salvation. In fact, it is made explicit more so than just the lines that we repeat tasbih and then we ask God to free us of hellfire. It's made even more clear in the last couple of lines, Subhanaka, La ilaha illa ant, Subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin, fastajabna lahu wa najjaynahu min al-gham. It's mentioning the verse of the Quran describing what Prophet Yunus, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, said when he was taken in by the well in the water, and that led to his salvation. The tasbih, the Quran mentions in one of the other chapters, if he wasn't of the musabbihin, if he wasn't of those who did tasbih, he would have remained in the belly of that well until the Day of Judgment. God would not have saved him. Salvation comes with tasbih. In other words, tasbih leads to salvation. Why is this? What's important in tasbih? One of those things that we need to really work on and realize that hellfire is the opposite of this. If we don't free ourselves of that, that is hellfire. When we do tasbih means Allah is exalted. It means that He is exalted from any type of sharik, from anyone with His attributes, from anyone or anything that resembles Him in any way whatsoever. Everything belongs to Him, and therefore tasbih and hamd, yusabbihu bihamdih, many times, or in the ruku' and sujood, subhana rabbi al-azimi wa bihamdih, subhana rabbi al-a'la wa bihamdih. Those two come together. Once you do tasbih, you say no one else has it, then you can say alhamdulillah. Da'wahum fiha سبحانك اللهم وتحيتهم فيها سلام وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. Believers that go to paradise, these don't seem to be some of the higher believers, levels of believers, that when they arrive there, they have already arrived at that station of that status with Allah. This happens to them there. دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم. They say that they do tasbih there. And then آخِرُ دَعْوَاهُمْ, they reach the point where they say Alhamdulillah. They see that all praise belongs to Allah. after denying everything else, having anything of itself, then you realize Alhamdulillah. That's rejecting any form of deity. That's rejecting any form of shirk. But the worst form or the most difficult form of shirk to get rid of, the one that a prophet of God, Prophet Yunus, had to free himself of, and Allah freed him from that through that experience, is the deity of the nafs. It's this right here. Me considering me, not this flesh. This flesh is not me. It's me considering me something. I know I have this. My body is such. My knowledge is such. I know things. I can do things. I'm above all. These things that we don't say to people, but it's here, unfortunately. See, that's what the nafs thinks. That's what I think. If Allah doesn't save me, that's what I think. That's my fire. That's my hell. فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةِ The waqood, the fuel for hellfire, is annas, their nafs. This is the fuel of hellfire. One of the forms, one of the difficult parts of the nafs to get past is kibr. That's nafs. The kibr is considering myself big. I consider myself great. That's why I can't stand criticism. People critique me. I have trouble accepting it. You dare critique me? Kibr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned through the Ahlul Bayt that there is a, in Jahannam, in hellfire, there is a wadi, there is this valley. يُقَالَ لَهَا سَقَر. It's called Saqar. Okay. That's in the bottomless pits of hellfire. When it gets so hot, when that area of hell wants to breathe, to just get a little cooled off, the rest of hell catches fire. Okay. That's where, that's like the source of fire and the flames of hell come from Saqar. Where is that? Those who have kibr, the problem of Iblis had the problem of kibr. We all have the problem of kibr. Unless Allah saves us. It's nafs. Tasbih. When we do tasbih, every tasbih, remove any deities, but most of all, this deity right here, the one that I accept more than anyone else. The one that if I accept anyone else, it's because my nafs wants me to accept that other person or other thing or whatever it is. أَعْدَى عَدُوِّكْ نَفْسَكَ الَّتِي بَيْنَ جَنْبَيْكَ The worst enemy of yours is not Iblis. The worst enemy are not the tawaghit. The worst enemy is nafsak. Your nafs that بَيْنَ جَنْبَيْكَ in between your two sides right here. The dua teaches us we've got to work on this. And the path to it, the way to work on it is given there as well. The only way to defeat the nafs is to do tasbih and to tell Allah, you don't have anyone that is like you. This nafs of mine is not like you. I'm not going to accept my nafs as a free, independent being. You are the free, independent being. I'm your abd. I'm your slave. I have nothing of myself. And that repeating that, the repetition of that, that we find in this dua, Subhanak ta'alayt ajirna min an-nar. Ya Mujir, this is the way we can get rid of this nafs. We really need a lot of repetition of that. And every time we repeat, we need to at some point bring to mind that idea of the nafs. And that's why at the end of the dua, it mentions this. Subhanaka ya la ilaha illa ant. Subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I have been a zalim because I've considered myself something. I have considered myself a deity. I listen to my nafs. I think you, this is how we feel. We think God needs to respect us. And unless we acknowledge that and realize it's wrong and then reject it and say, Subhanak, no, there isn't anyone other than you. I am all yours. Nothing. Not that I am being, sometimes when we say that I'm all yours, we think we're doing God a favor. Like, I'm giving myself to you. Like, who the hell am I to give anything to Allah? I am nothing. This thing with all its feelings and all its knowledge or thoughts or ignorance, whatever it is, it's 100% His. When I say it's all yours, I'm just trying to get out of the ignorance and stupidity of thinking otherwise. Not doing God a favor that, oh, I am lowering myself for you. I am low. I have nothing. The problem is I think I have everything. And I think I need to lower myself. No, come down in your thoughts. Realize we are low. We are nothing. We are nothing. That's the realization that is salvation. That's the Subhanak that if it's realized in here, we realize it. When we say Subhanak and we say Ta'alayt, it's really felt here. I realize it. That's when there will be no nar, there will be no fire. Because you've left the domain of the nafs, you've left the domain of other deities, you've entered the domain of Allah. This is the month of Ramadan. This is the month to repeat these. It says that, I believe, if I remember the hadith, it says, نَوْمُكُمْ فِيهِ عِبَادَةً. And it says that your breathing, if I remember correctly, فِيهِ تَسْبِيح. It's tasbih. It's saying, Subhanallah. Allah has given us all this help in the month of Ramadan. When you breathe, it's tasbih. These du'as have been given. Repeat. We should be repeating and repeating and repeating. Maybe if Allah helps us with His mercy in this month, we're able to come to that point. And if we come to that point, when La ilaha illa an subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin starts to come from within, the realization is there, then فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِ is definite. We answered that call. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ We saved him from غَم, from the hardship, from the difficulty, from the pain, from the hellfire for us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the right of the Ahlul Bayt that He hastens the return of our Imam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us become His true and close companions. We ask Allah to help us and help all those who are helping His cause, especially our ulama, our maraja, and most of our leader. We ask Allah to forgive us all of our sins. We ask Him to forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who've passed away. We ask Allah to grant all of us and all believers worldwide their hajat, their needs, their requests, especially those suffering from illnesses, hardships, difficulties, and all of us who are suffering from the various consequences of the spread of this disease. And we ask Allah, by the right of the Ahlul Bayt, that He grants the believers the cure for it so that they can share it with all of the world and everyone can be relieved of the difficulties that have come because of this virus. And we ask Allah to relieve all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Min Nabiyya wa Alih, rahimallah, man qara al-fatihata ma'as-salawat. Allahumma salli.